Welcome to the Gardening Corner. I'm your host, Antonio. Yes, you know, I've been thinking about it. You know, what happens if we have no more soil? Or we can't afford to buy soil? Maybe it's too heavy. Well, I got a better idea. How about installing a hydroponic system in your house? Not literally in your house, but, you know, outside. Well, there's a new project coming up. Hydro Project. It's about kids in a classroom and what they did and how they wanted to put it together with other people. It's a team effort. A new podcast coming up. Hi, this is Antonio at the Gardening Corner. Hydroponic project? Look skyward for energy? High school students aim to capture sun rays to power hydroponic greenhouse. Literally in the high school. The solar-powered hydroponic greenhouse is going up in California High School thanks to part of the energetic group of students and a grant from a utility company. The greenhouse is being constructed on grounds of Mount Diablo High School in Concord, California. Mount Diablo science teacher Sandy Johnson Shaw and a University of California Berkeley environmental science graduate student developed a plan for a solar-powered hydroponic greenhouse. You know, Johnson Shaw runs Mount Diablo Health and Biotechnology, something like that, Academy, which offers curriculum tailored to students interested in pursuing a career in health science. This is what he does. You know, the project plans I'm really excited about were developed during 2004 school year. Now, yeah, it's an old program, but it's still important that we use hydroponics. You know, the plans together with a grant proposal written by a graduate student, Thomas Aswell, were submitted to Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E. Surprisingly, Aswell proposed featured hydroponic lab patterned after the original design and built by Louis D. Recently retired NASA chemist. Now, this utility agreed to give these people $5,000. That's a lot of money to this project. The money's going to be used to buy supplies, including a greenhouse and the solar panels, which those are cool, right? I like that. I need some solar panels. The Ryan Solar Greenhouse measured roughly 16 feet by 9 feet, 7 feet. You know, so that's mine's a little more bigger than that. As far as a greenhouse, a hoop house. I think they're using a greenhouse here. Now, you know, greenhouses are made out of glass, heavy, special plastic. That's another podcast, right? Okay, back to business. So, what they did, they went and found a concrete slab the same measurement. And they used that and bought that from Costco for about $2,400. Costco then donated $100. Hey, all right. Now, Ryan Greenhouse, which comes easy to assemble kit. So they made a kit. They developed this kit in Israel where water is scarce. Now, the reason why I bring this project up, because water is scarce. And you need to know that, because water is going to cost you just as much as gold. I don't know. Now, it's an easy kit, and it was developed in Israel, as you know. What's nice about the Ryan Greenhouse is that there's no tools required. In hydroponics, you really don't need that many tools. Some people really make it really a big thing, and it's not that hard. Now, Aswell said, this allows students to be involved in its assembly. So they made it so much easier so for the kids can do it. Now, once the solar panels are installed, most of the energy needed to run the greenhouse will come from the sun, as you know. The lab is actually part of the largest ecological program as well as designed for the school, in which includes several sciences such as chemistry and physics. We'll be right back with this podcast. Students at work. You know, in the classroom, hydroponic kind of works right into that Aswell's schedule. You know, he likes this. You know, my program also allows to go beyond just the greenhouse, he says. I add sustainability components such as recycling, food waste collection, and examples of renewable energy. You know, plants will grow in several ebb and flow and flood and drain beds that sit atop tables in the greenhouse. The beds, which sit on legs, are anywhere from like 6 to 8 feet long, 2 feet wide, about 8 to 9 inches deep. Now, the differential in height provides, you know, a grade around 10% that allows the drain of the nutrient solution so that it can be recycled through the sump pump. Now, Johnson Shaw, students will grow mostly vegetables in the greenhouse. As the program progresses, the first vegetables produced will be sold at a student-run farmer's market on campus. Now, they're saying on down the road, their goal will be able to supply the vegetables for their campus restaurant. That's what they said. And this will help them generate continuous funding for their program. Now, it's good for kids to grow vegetables and to learn directly from seeding into the pea gravel. Because in hydroponics, you can use pea gravel, you can use cubes, and that's a whole new podcast. They're going to take these seeds and put them in this pea gravel. And they'll be grown from seed originally propagated by Aswell in the greenhouse in the UC Berkeley campus. After the students will harvest their own seed from the plants that are allowed to bolt, the seed will be sprinkled on the top of the pea gravel and worked into the medium by spreading it hand over it. So you'll use your hand and spread your hand over it. Now, I think it's really important. I think he does too, she. It's really important to start from seeds for the lesson to teach kids, but also keeps kids to kind of know that the soil is not really needed. You can do it without soil. And also, you get them soil-borne diseases, you know, that can happen. That'll eliminate that. And the pesticides also. Because, you know, they like soil. They don't like, you know, man-made material, right? Or different fibers. Now, I want you guys to think about this. I don't want to continue with this. You get where I'm coming from. It's really up to you if you want to garden, if you want to keep your health. Because health is important, and you need to have your health. And using hydroponics is more easy. It's not messy. And then I'm just giving you my opinion. Hopefully, maybe this might help you. And if not, it's not for everyone. I just wanted to share this with you and on my Sunday here with all of you. My friends, people that listen. We thank you for listening to us on Anchor FM. We thank you a lot. We also would like to share one thought. Time will pass anyway, no matter what you do. So, it's all up to you. You heard it at the Gardening Corner. Your host, Antonio.
Oh, thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.